Hello again, everybody, from Normal Community High School, the home of the Ironman and the Lady Iron. Jim Wyman with high school basketball. It's Bloomington and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As we are going to go down to the floor now, here's Dave Olufsen with the announcement of the starting five.
Representing the Western Big Six Conference and appearing as visitors on the scoreboard, please welcome the Silver Streaks from Galesburg. The Streaks are sponsored during the tournament by Dennis Twitty, State Farm, and Rob Williams, State Farm. Head coach is Evan Massey, and assistant coaches are Jackie Howard and Michael Rux. The Streaks' starting lineup is at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. At another guard, a 5'7 freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. At another guard, a 5'6 senior, number 10, Whitney Daler. At another guard, a 5'9 junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. And at forward, a 6'1 junior, number 52, Monika Warner. Now representing the Big 12 Conference and appearing as the home team on the scoreboard, let's welcome the Purple Raiders from Bloomington. The Raiders are sponsored during the tournament by Times Passed In and Nord Cleaning Service. Your head coach is Sandra Finley. And assistant coaches are Chip Mosley, Samantha Lee, and Shelby Parker. The Raiders' starting lineup is, at a forward, a 6-foot junior, number 20, Amanda Hanlon. At guard, a 5'2 senior, number 21, Nichelle Harrison. At center, a 5'11 junior, number 55, Shanice Bell. At forward, a 5'11 sophomore, number 42, D'Amica Words. And at guard, a 5'7 junior, number 23, Tisha Harris.
So there's the announcement of the starters from our PA announcer, Dave Olufsen. Galesburg dressed in their traveling black uniforms with the white numerals, the silver and white piping. Bloomington dressed in their home white uniforms. And they have Raiders across the front. They have purple and gold piping. At center court, it'll be D'Amica Woods jumping against Monika Warner of Galesburg. Galesburg going from right to left, and Warner wins the tip for the Streaks. Here's Bailey Boyer into the front court now for Galesburg to Howard on the left side. Now they leave Daler open with the three-pointer. It's an air ball. The ball's still down on the floor, but it's finally going to be picked up by Tisha Harris of Bloomington. Back on the attack come the Purple Raiders. Harris now with the dribble out front. She's guarded by Whitney Daler. She drives the paint underneath the Hanlon, but it was partially blocked underneath by Warner, and Galesburg gets it back. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. Here come the Streaks right to left. Boyer, the cross-court pass to Howard. Now back cross-court to Daler. Underneath Warner. Here's a shot up right. Baseline, no. And a foul is going to be called on Shanice Bell. That'll be Bell's first, the first team foul against Bloomington. They say the foul came on the floor, and so it'll be Galesburg's ball. Comes into Sarah Baker, and now we're going to get a whistle on Baker as she was dribbling out beyond the three-point line after the inbound pass and traveled with the ball. So Bloomington will get it on the turnover. Tisha Harris is being looked at by Bradley and Michigan State, inbounds the ball. She gets it into D'Amica Woods, and now Woods will bring it up. Here comes Bloomington into the front court. Now Nichelle Harrison got it on the right side to Tisha Harris. Back to Nichelle Harrison. Harrison now into the right corner to Hanlon. Hanlon now, and it looks like she stepped on the right baseline. She did. Hanlon was going to try to drive back out towards the foul line, stepped on the baseline, and now full court pressure by the Purple Raiders. It comes in the backcourt to Bailey Boyer, now to Sarah Baker, over the timeline Daler. Cross court pass to Howard is going to be tipped away by Tisha Harris out of bounds, but it'll be Galesburg's ball under their own basket. No score, just underway. 6:59 to go first quarter. Comes into Jessica Howard in the corner now to Whitney Daler, top of the key Bailey Boyer, in the lane to Warner, pops it out to Baker. Baker. She'll take the jump shot. No good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Shanice Bell. She throws the outlet pass out on the left side to Harrison. Now on the right side to Tisha Harris, who takes the three-pointer. No good. The rebound underneath Amanda Hanlon. Hanlon brings it out on the baseline to Bell. She goes right underneath, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here, I believe, against Daler, who would grab Tisha Harris underneath after the rebound. That'll be Daler's first, the first team foul whistled against Galesburg. Comes into Hanlon now in the left baseline, dribbles out to the paint, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound Monika Warner for Galesburg. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. She tried to throw a pass over the timeline, but it was batted back in her face. And that was Tisha Harris who did the batting that time. And so Galesburg will have it in front of their bench. Galesburg on the attack, right to left. Monika Warner beyond the three-point line. Nada Howard, left side Bailey Boyer. Backdoor pass to Howard, was tipped away. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Dangerous pass as Bailey Boyer was trying to throw it through the lane, trying to pick up Warner drip. Breaking in on the right baseline, but there were two Bloomington Purple Raiders in front of her, and luckily the ball bounced off one of them out of bounds. Howard now has it top of the key to Daler. Cross court back to Jessica Howard, now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer gets the ball, left side Baker. Baker drives the paint, puts a shot up. Yes, it's going to drop. Sarah Baker with her first points and Galesburg's first points of the game. It's 2-0. Back on quickly comes Nichelle Harrison all the way down court, and Sarah Baker comes up from behind and knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Bloomington's ball underneath their own basket. Tisha Harris now set to throw it in underneath. Comes into Shanice Bell. Bell in the lane against Warner. Puts it up, partially blocked and pulled out of the air by Whitney Daler. Oh, Warner has two blocks so far in the game. Back on the attack, Galesburg. Here's Howard, the three-pointer left wing. No, it was long. The rebound pulled down by Amanda Hanlon. She's bothered by Howard, and then Howard reaches in on her. A little bit of a frustration foul. That'll be the first on Jessica Howard and the second team foul called against the Streaks. Now they're clarifying who the foul was against. Sounds like the PA is kind of going foul. And now it'll be Bloomington's ball in the backcourt. This is Nichelle Harrison walking it up. She comes over center court. No pressure by the Streaks to Tisha Harris. Harris drives the paint, shovels off to Hanlon. Hanlon on the right side dribble. She's guarded by Howard. Back up now to Tisha Harris. Harris drives the paint. She's going to take the running jumper. Good. Tisha Harris. She's their junior who's getting some looks from Division I schools. Back comes Galesburg. We're tied at 2-2. Back on the top of the key, Sarah Baker. Now right side, Daler. Fakes the three, drives the baseline, gets underneath. Now still looking for someone to pass to. Kicks it out now to Howard left wing. Here's the three-pointer, Sarah Baker. No. The rebound underneath is going to be pulled out of there by D'Amico Words. Words now gets it out to Harrison. Not a Hanlon. Not a Shanice Bell. Baseline jumper, no. Rebound, Monika Warner for Galesburg. And we're going to get a whistle, and Monika drag the pivot foot after the rebound. It'll go over to Bloomington in the front court. Now the officials may talk about this one. Let's see. Maybe they'll change it. Are they going to call a foul here? Massey's up looking it over. I'm not sure. The officials conferred. They conferred down here in the Bloomington front court. They apparently have called a foul on Daler, her second. At least that's what they're talking about. Now Massey is pointing over and saying, hey, what's the story? Our officials are Ernest Harper of Normal, Billy Robinson of Bloomington, and Jonathan Taylor of Springfield. Looks like they haven't called a foul on anybody. So here we go. If Bloomington has it, Tisha Harris will take the three, and it's good. Tisha Harris from the high right wing. She has five. 5-2 in favor of Bloomington. Back comes Galesburg as Mangieri has come into the game, and Evan Massey is going to take a 30-second timeout. There's timeout on the floor with 4 minutes, 33 seconds to go first quarter, and our score is Bloomington 5 and Galesburg 2. I want to remind you that coming up immediately following, well, it'll be a little after our game, but it will be this afternoon, 5 o'clock, about 4:40, 4:45, Mike Perry and Jim Lee will be on with the pregame show as the Streak boys will take on Normal U-High. Normal U-High beat Alleman 59-44 earlier today, while the Galesburg boys defeated Thornwood 72-58. So that will be coming up following our game at about 4:45. Catman Jerry into the game for the streak. She brings it into the front court to Howard. Now tried to get it out to Pacheco, who'd come in. It was stolen away by Harrison. Harrison brings it down, but it's going to be knocked away by Mangieri out of bounds. It'll be the ball of the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Just a lazy pass by Mangieri that time. Now the ball comes into Shanice Bell up top. She gets it over to Nichelle Harrison. Harrison now on the dribble. Now shovels it off right side to Woods, who puts it up no good. Rebound comes out to Harris, who'll take the three-pointer. No. Rebound underneath Hainlin, and she's going to be fouled. Nobody on the weak side for the streaks that time. Pacheco was boxed out, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against Galesburg. And Amanda Hainline is going to go to the free throw line. So to the line she goes, and the free throw on the way, and she missed it. Be the third team foul against the Silver Streaks. Second free throw is on the way, and this one is going to be good by Amanda Hainlin. So her first basket of the game, full court pressure now. Megan Young is in for the Streaks in the backcourt, and she's going to travel with the ball. Again, they're bumping the guards out front. That time Tisha Harris was in the backcourt on Megan Young and bumped her a little bit, and Young, trying to get a pass off, traveled on the play. Now Bloomington will come on the attack left to right, leading it by four. On the right side now, this is Tisha Harris. Harris against Maddie Boyer into the high post. Hainlin, now to Woods. Back out to Tisha Harris. Harris now has it, top of the key to Woods, into Hainlin. Turnaround jumper in the paint, good. Amanda Hainlin has three. Massey's going to take another 30-second timeout. That'll give us time to talk about the wheels that we came over in today. From Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, a 2007 Nissan Altima 2.5. This is a great car, a 2.5-liter engine. Automatic transmission. It has 8-way power adjustable driver's seat, air conditioning with filtration system, AM/FM stereo system with CD, auxiliary audio input for your iPod, cruise control with steering wheel controls. On the way back Saturday night, we hit that ice storm just south of Knoxville, and all of a sudden on the dashboard it came up icy even before we slid the first time. So it's really a great car. Galesburg's ball after the 30-second timeout, and now Galesburg's going to throw it away as the press works, as Maddie Boyer couldn't control the pass in front of the scorer's table. Kaylee Wyatt has come in for Bloomington. She forced that turnover against Galesburg. Here comes Tisha Harris back into the front court. As the ball bounced off of her foot out of bounds, they're going to give it to Bloomington. I think that would have been Galesburg's ball, but Megan Young went down to save it, and the official says it belongs to Bloomington, when I think it probably should be Galesburg's. Comes in now to Kaylee Wyatt. Wyatt now on the dribble, guarded by Megan Young. Gets it up top to Woods, left side Hainlin. Hainlin drives the foul line, 15-foot jumper, air ball. It's going to be saved inbounds by Tisha Harris. Galesburg getting beaten to the ball. Now left side Tisha Harris, but we'll get a whistle here in 3 seconds. Is going to be called against Bloomington. Galesburg getting beaten to the ball underneath on the last two times Bloomington has come down the court. So the Streaks trailing by six. Full court pressure in the backcourt by Bloomington. Maddie Boyer gets it over the timeline. Now back out center court to Pacheco. Pacheco top of the key to Mangieri. Right side Maddie Boyer. Boyer now to Pacheco. Near side to Mangieri. Mangieri looking for Maddie Boyer to cross underneath, and she does. And the ball was tipped away by Michael Smith of Bloomington, who come into the game. She's a 5'6 junior. Megan Young will throw the ball in now here in front of us on the left side, and now we'll get Bailey Boyer back in and Catman Jerry out. Baker's going to come back into the game. Warner will go out. So the Streaks will have Maddie Boyer, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Megan Young. Comes in now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer on the dribble up top now for Galesburg. They trail by six, 8-2, 2:50 to go first quarter. Baker now, left side Maddie Boyer. She drives the basket, tried to take the jump shot from the baseline, and Shanice Bell blocked it and picked it up. Back on the attack now, Nichelle Harrison. Harrison now goes to the top of the key. She'll take the three-pointer around, no good. Rebound Pacheco for Galesburg, but she lost it on the floor. Now it's going to be battled for, and Pacheco ties up Amanda Hainlin, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. We mentioned our officials, Ernest Harper of Normal, Billy Robinson of Bloomington, and Jonathan Taylor of Springfield are three officials in this game. Full court pressure by Bloomington. Sarah Baker in the backcourt throws it away, trying to get the ball to Maddie Boyer. Boy, the Streaks, not really getting that much pressure in the backcourt on the press. They're just throwing the ball away. And Massey said they had a great practice yesterday on their walkthrough and that the kids really were eager to go. But, boy, they don't look like it so far. They look dead. Now Shanice Bell got the pass on the baseline from Hanlon, was unable to hold on to it, and Bloomington turns it over as it goes out of bounds. Here come the streaks again right to left. Megan Young gets over the timeline, now holds up to Sarah Baker. Baker, top of the key to Maddie Boyer. Thought about the three instead to Bailey Boyer. Now around the three-point line, left wing to Megan Young. Inside Pacheco. Pacheco put it up, blocked underneath by Shanice Bell, and picked up by Hanlon. Amanda Hanlon brings it up for Bloomington with a minute 50 to go. Here's Hanlon with the three-pointer right wing, no good. Rebound tipped out and picked up by Maddie Boyer of Galesburg. Here come the streaks right to left. Maddie Boyer, left-handed dribble, left side Megan Young. She'll drive the paint, takes the running jumper around, no. The rebound controlled by Kaylee Wyatt. Wyatt ahead now on the left side, gets the ball ahead to Nichelle Harrison. Harrison, top of the key with a minute 30 to go first quarter. Bounce pass inside to Hanlon. She had trouble with it, gets it back underneath, but she's going to be fouled, it looks like, by Sarah Baker. Looks like Hanlon will go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws here. She's a 6-foot junior, 3-year starter, all Big 12 last year. They're going to call a foul against Pacheco, not Baker. Her first, fourth team foul, and Hanlon's free throw is good. Substitutions, Monika Warner, Jessica Howard back in the game for Galesburg, Shelby Pacheco, and Megan Young will go out for the streaks. Looks like Michael Smith and Kaylee Wyatt will go out for Bloomington. One more free throw for Hanlon, and she makes 10-2 Bloomington with a minute 26 to go first quarter. Howard in the backcourt. Now to Sarah Baker over the timeline, Maddie Boyer. Boyer now has it right side. Let's see if they go into Warner. I'll bet they do. Now to Bailey Boyer at center court with a minute 15 to go first quarter. Left side Howard. Howard looking inside. Warner's not moving, though. Right side cross-court pass. Howard to Bailey Boyer over, or Maddie Boyer over Boyer's head. Out of bounds. It's going to be Bloomington's ball. The streaks turn it over again, an unforced turnover. 10-2 in favor of Bloomington. Back on the attack now come the Bloomington Purple Raiders. This is Tisha Harris. Gets away from Boyer, takes the 10-foot jumper in the lane. Good. Tisha Harris now with 7 first quarter points. 12-2 Bloomington. Back now comes Baker to Maddie Boyer at center court. Boyer now double teams, going to lose the ball as she's getting bumped. Now gets out of there on the dribble, takes the 18-foot jump shot, no good. Nobody underneath the rebound, it's pulled down by Hanlon. Back on the attack comes Amanda Hanlon for Bloomington. 30 seconds to go first quarter. Bloomington leads it by 10. Now they hand the ball off to Tisha Harris. Harris now will dribble out front as Maddie Boyer will guard her. Tisha Harris now dribbling, gets over to Amanda Hanlon. Hanlon now at center court, they're going to look for one shot, but Galesburg's pressuring the ball. Now they're triple-teaming Hanlon, and we're going to get a whistle, and a timeout's going to be called by the head coach of the Bloomington Purple Raiders, and that is Sandra Finley. Sandra Finley, a graduate of Paris High School and Illinois Wesleyan University. We mentioned the car we came over in, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg. This is the 2007 Nissan Altima. It's on a holiday bonus sale price. So you'll be able to look at this car tomorrow. $17,995 is the window sticker on it. And this car has, I think, about 16,000 miles on it. It's a real beauty. It's a 2007 Nissan Altima. It was just like driving over here on air, except for the potholes on 74 around Peoria. So Bloomington will have it. After the 30-second timeout, comes into Tisha Harris. They pressure her out front, and now we're going to get a whistle here. And let's see if they call a foul against the streaks. It looks like they will. They're going to call it on Warner. That's her first, the fifth team foul against Galesburg. And so Bloomington will try it again with 0.2 seconds to go, or 6 seconds to go. Here's a shot underneath, no good. Rebound Warner. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer, 2 seconds to go. Ahead to Howard. She'll take the layup at the buzzer, no good. But we're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. And so this one's going to go, I think, against Tisha Harris. Looks like Jessica Howard is going to go to the free throw line. That's Harris's first. second team foul called against Bloomington. So Jessica Howard, who has yet to score in the game, the only field goal by Sarah Baker, will go to the line. Howard, Galesburg's best free throw shooter at 85%. Here it is, and it's in and out, no good. You jinxed her, Jim. So Jessica Howard, the 5'7 sophomore, will take one more. Howard now eyes it, gets the dribble. Nobody on the court. She's the only one on the court other than the three officials, and she missed them both. Boy, oh, boy. That's the end of the first quarter with the scores. Bloomington 12, Galesburg 2. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
Waiting with my prescription at the big box pharmacy. The pharmacist goes to the back and talks to a coworker. It's 5 minutes before anyone even makes eye contact. We're really busy, she says. No smile. Minutes tick by. When she finally comes over, I look at my watch. 15 minutes have passed. If I'd gone to Turner's, I'd have my medication and be walking out the door. Then she says, like I told you, we're really swamped. It'll be an hour before we can get to this.
I'm Jim Turner. Come to Turner Prescription, and we'll talk about it.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Bloomington's ball to start the second quarter. Shanice Bell has it in the front court, bothered by Warner. Gets it out to Tisha Harris now. For the Purple Raiders, they lead it 12-2 over the Streaks. Harris drives the lane, goes right to the basket, and she's going to be fouled on the play. Bloomington not afraid to drive down that paint and go to the basket. So Tisha Harris will go to the free throw line. The foul called against Bailey Boyer, her first. Six-team foul on the Silver Streaks. Tisha Harris has 7 first-quarter points in the game. Free throw on the way, and it's good. 13-2 Bloomington. Streaks with only 2 points in the first quarter in this one. They were going into Warner at the beginning, but then they were unable to get it to her because the guards were unable to get the ball in. Now in the full court pressure, Harris knocks it away as Baker had thrown it into Bailey Boyer, and so Galesburg's going to have to try it again. Full court pressure by Bloomington. Sarah Baker gets it in, now to Whitney Daler, who's back in. Now to Baker over the timeline. Bad pass, but picked up by Howard. She'll put it up underneath. No, rebound Warner up good. Mynika Warner with the offensive rebound of the hoop, and it's 14-4 in favor of Bloomington. Back comes Amanda Hanlon. Hanlon hands the ball off to Nichelle Harrison. Harrison right side dribble to Shanice Bell. Bell holds it over her head, drives the baseline right around Warner, puts it up, no good. Rebound Mynika, and they've got D'Amico Woods on Warner's back. That'll be D'Amico Woods' first. Third team foul against the Purple Raiders as Maddie Boyer comes in for Whitney Daler. Warner was able to get that rebound after the shot, and then as she turned away, D'Amico Woods was on her back. Full court pressure by Bloomington. Galesburg into the front court. Jessica Howard now into the high post to Warner. Turnaround jumper, bingo. Oh, they're going right into Warner now. The 10-foot turnaround jumper from the left side, and it's 14-6. The Streaks down by 8. Back comes Tisha Harris, not a Bell. Bell underneath, and she's going to be fouled by Sarah Baker and shoot 2. Nice job by Shanice Bell waiting that time for Sarah Baker to go up and then drawing the foul. Shanice Bell is a 5'11 junior for the Purple Raiders. And so Sarah Baker will go to the free throw line, or rather Shanice Bell will go to the free throw line, and Sarah Baker commits her first foul. Here's the free throw, and it's going to be good by Shanice Bell. We remember her from last year. She not only can play inside, but all, I guess it's Hanlon who can shoot the three-pointer. But Bell is just a big girl, big physical specimen. She misses the second one. Rebound Warner, now to Bailey Boyer, still in the backcourt, needs some help. Now Maddie Boyer over the timeline, Sarah Baker. Baker now, right side Warner, now to Maddie Boyer. Maddie Boyer with the ball up over her head. Center court, Bailey Boyer. Now the streaks to Sarah Baker. Left side, Howard. She's going to take the three. No. The rebound pulled down by Sarah Baker. Right back up. No. And Sarah Baker's going to be fouled by D'Amico Woods. That'll be Woods' second. The fourth team foul against Bloomington, and it'll send Galesburg to the free throw line as Sarah Baker will shoot two for the Silver Streaks. Sarah Baker, a 5'8 junior for Galesburg on the year, a 53% free throw shooter for Galesburg. Here's the free throw on the way, and she missed it. Oh. Whitney Daler will come in, Jessica Howard out, so the Streaks will have Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daler, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, and Mynika Warner. One more for Sarah Baker. Here's the free throw, and it's good. She has three. Narrows the lead back to 8, 15-7. Now Galesburg will press in the backcourt. Comes into Hainland. Now to Harris. Tisha Harris all the way down court. She'll drive the basket, puts it up right over Warner and through. 11 points for Tisha Harris, 17-7. Again, the 10-point Bloomington lead. Cross-court pass into the front court to Maddie Boyer as Galesburg now operating. Tipped away by Harris. Picked up by Nichelle Harrison of Bloomington. Bloomington gets it on the turnover as Maddie Boyer had it knocked away. Into Shanice Bell. She'll put it up over Warner. No good. Rebound underneath, controlled by Woods. Over now to Bell, but I think they'll get Mynika as she caught Shanice Bell trying to put that offensive rebound up. It'll be Mynika Warner's second. That'll be the seventh team foul whistled against the Streaks. And Shanice Bell, who's 1-for-2 from the line, will shoot two free throws here with 5:47 to go here in the second quarter. 17-7 Bloomington, and she makes it. Substitution is going out will be Nichelle Harris, and Kaylee Wyatt, a 5'5 junior, comes back in. One more free throw for Shanice Bell of Bloomington High School. On the way, and she made them both. We're going to see Bloomington High School on January 31st at Bloomington, so we'll be back over here for that game. Galesburg playing them non-conference. Back come the Streaks into the front court, into Warner. Warner will put it up. Good! Mynika Warner right over Bell, who tried to draw the charge. Warner has six all in the second quarter, and it's 19-9. Full court pressure, but Harris beats it down court. Now dishes off to Bell, and Bell's going to put it up and through, and she'll be fouled on the play. Oh, they're beating the Galesburg press easily. Easily that time. They're going to count the basket, and Shanice Bell will go to the free throw line for the attempt at the three-point play. The foul is against Sarah Baker, her second. That's the ninth team foul whistled against the Silver Streaks. So here's Shanice Bell with the three-point play attempt. We're going to have Howard come back in and Maddie Boyer go out for Galesburg. So it's Howard, Bailey Boyer, Whitney Daler. We have Jamie Johnson in the game, and also we have Shelby Pacheco. The free throw missed by Bell, rebound Jamie Johnson. Now Bailey Boyer faked the three. Right side Daler, she fakes the three. Comes back cross court to Howard. She'll take the three, and it's around no good. Rebound Shanice Bell for Bloomington. Outlet pass Kaylee Wyatt. Here come the Purple Raiders now. They're going to let her just take it up, bring it up easy as Galesburg drops off on the press. And this is Tisha Harris now on the dribble against Howard. Harris now goes into Hainland. Hainland in the paint to Bell. Bell on the foul line left. Now to Wyatt. Wyatt on the dribble around the three-point line. Got it on the left side to Harrison. Back to Wyatt. Now into Bell. Bell, two girls on her. Puts the layup, the jumper up. No good. Rebound Hainland. Right back up and through. They're beating Galesburg to the ball again. Amanda Hainland has seven. And we're going to get a whistle here. Foul's going to be called on Bloomington as Galesburg was bringing it up against the pressure. That'll be Kaylee Wyatt's first. Fifth team foul on the Purple Raiders. And so the Streaks will bring it again, trailing 23-9. Right side now, Jamie Johnson gets it to Daler. Daler now back up top to Bailey Boyer. Boyer the ball overhead. Now we'll try the high left wing to Howard. Left corner, Daler. Daler now back up top to Jessica Howard. Now right wing. They got the ball to Bailey Boyer. She almost lost it, but into Pacheco. Pacheco turnaround jumper batted back into her face. Picked up by Jamie Johnson, who puts it up. No. Rebound Pacheco up. No. We'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against Michael Smith. Nice job by Pacheco and Jamie Johnson hitting the balls. They're intimidated a bit with the shots, but they realize that they're going to get the foul, draw the foul, and it was drawn that time by Shelby Pacheco, who will go to the line and shoot two. Free throw around, it's going to drop through, and it's good. That's Michael Smith's first, the sixth team foul, whistled against the Purple Raiders. Pacheco on the season for the Streaks is a 67% free throw shooter, a second on the way, and it's short. Rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by Pacheco. No, they'll say it's going to be Galesburg's ball. Thank you. We'll take that call. 23-10, the Streaks down by 13 with 4:06 to go here in the second quarter. It'll be triggered in bounds now. They get the ball into Howard, but Howard couldn't control the pass as Tisha Harris was there and knocked it off Jessica. And so it's going to belong to Bloomington, and the Purple Raiders will bring it up left to right after the Galesburg turnover. Back into the front court comes Tisha Harris now. Harris now guarded by Daler. She fakes inside, now drives the right baseline underneath Hanlon. Hanlon tried to get it up, was batted back in her face, but she got the ball back in her hands and dribbles left corner. Now back up top, Hanlon gets it to Michael Smith, now to Tisha Harris. Harris standing on the orange circle, the N at center court here at Normal Community High School, guarded by Daler, who almost knocked it away, but Tisha Harris gets it back, gets a pick from Bell, drives the basket, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound Bell, right back up, no. The rebound still fought for, pulled down by Hanlon. Oh, Bloomington all over the offensive boards. Back out to Tisha Harris. She'll dribble between the circles with 3:20 to go. Second quarter. 23-10 in favor of Bloomington. Backdoor pass, Hanlon. Pops it back out on the left side to Grace Giesen, who's into the game. Her shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Mangieri. She'll bring it all the way down court and put it up and through. Katarina Mangieri with the full court drive in the basket. And now we're going to get a hold here as Galesburg had Hanlon tied up in the backcourt. And I think they'll call a foul against Whitney Daler. Going to be a 1-1 here for Bloomington as Maddie Boyer comes back in. And Daler goes out for the Streaks. That's Whitney Daler's third.
Galesburg foul number 10, Whitney Daler, her third.
That's the 10th team foul, so that'll put Bloomington in the super bonus. So Amanda Hanlon, who's 3-for-4 from the free throw line, will shoot two here, and the first is on the way and good. She has 8 points in the game, 24-12 in favor of Bloomington. Well, it's amazing to see a team press Galesburg successfully after last year when Galesburg's press was just devastating with Taylor Young and Pendry and Ricketts and Daler. She makes them both. She has 9 points, Hanlon does, 25-12. Now Maddie Boyer almost lost it in the front court in front of the Bloomington bench. Into Pacheco, 15-foot jumper off the glass and the rim no good. The rebound Amanda Hanlon. Galesburg getting no second chances. Back on the attack now, Harris. She'll take the jumper in the corner, no good. The rebound controlled by Hanlon. She came all the way in and beat Warner, who was underneath. Now shovels it off. This is Mikhail Smith putting it up, no good. The rebound this time controlled by Pacheco. Galesburg just plain getting beaten to the ball. Back on the attack now comes Mangieri. Mangieri holds up. Now up top to Maddie Boyer. High post Warner. Warner almost walked but got it to Howard. Back up to Mangieri. They leave her wide open out front. Now to Pacheco, left side Howard. Now a bounce pass in the corner to Maddie Boyer with 2:10 to go here in the second quarter. 25-12 Bloomington. Back on the right side, Mangieri holds the ball over her head, not a Howard. She tried to get the pass inside to Warner. It was intercepted by Amanda Hanlon of Bloomington, and Galesburg turns it over. Too long getting something going on the offense. Down the lane now driving is Nichelle Harrison, and she's going to kick the ball and lose it, and we're going to get a whistle as the ball goes out of bounds here. Going to be Bloomington's ball. So it'll be triggered in bounds now by Michelle Harrison. Gets it in high on the left side to Tisha Harris. Here's Hanlon with the three-point shot, top of the key, no good. Rebound Shelby Pacheco. Hands it off to Kat Mangieri. Here comes Galesburg. Now the ball's going to be bumped away from Mangieri, but she got it back. Megan Young, who takes three-pointer left side, and now it's going to be saved in bounds by Tisha Harris, who bounced it off Maddie Boyer, and it's going to be Bloomington ball. Boy, Galesburg getting no second chances. Kaylee Wyatt back in, going out Grace Giesen for Bloomington. Full court pressure by the Streaks, but that has not worked either. Sarah Baker in, Shelby Pacheco out. Galesburg has Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Cam Mangieri, Megan Young, and Mynika Warner. Comes in now to Nichelle Harrison. She brings it all the way down. Bounce pass now to Michael Smith. She tried to put it up. It was partially blocked. Picked up by Young. Ball stolen back by Wyatt of Bloomington. She pops it back out to Michael Smith, and we'll get a whistle here and a three-second call against the Purple Raiders. And so with a minute 19 to go, second quarter, the Streaks down by 13. We'll come back on the attack. Here's Mangieri into the front court. Right side, Maddie Boyer. Not a Warner. Gets the ball back up now to Mangieri, and we'll get a whistle here. And what are we going to get, a five-second call? No, it's going to be Galesburg's ball. I'm not sure what happened there. So the Streaks will have it in front of the Bloomington bench with a minute to go, second quarter. Megan Young set to throw it in for the Streaks. Gets the ball into Maddie Boyer with a minute 7 to go. Now back out to Bailey Boyer. One dribble to Mynika. Mynika with the turnaround hook shot, no good. Rebound Megan Young, and Young will put it right back up, and I think she'll be fouled by Wyatt. So Kaylee Wyatt will pick up her second foul, if that's the way it goes. It'll be Kaylee Wyatt's second, seventh team foul. They'll send Megan Young to the free throw line. She will shoot the one in bonus. She's a 90% free throw shooter on the year, and it's perfect. Substitution for Galesburg, Pacheco in. Warner has two fouls, so she will go out. One more free throw for Megan Young, the 5'5 sophomore for Galesburg, who's seeing a lot of time in this game today. Second free throw missed. Rebound in the lane, Kaylee Wyatt of Bloomington. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Here comes Bloomington leading it 25-13. This is Tisha Harris now. Maddie Boyer guards her at center court. Harris now dribbles towards the end at center court. Left side, Wyatt. Wyatt now shovels it off to D'Amica Words, who's back into the game. Back out to Harris. Tisha Harris triple teamed up top. Gets it to Nichelle Harrison. Tisha Harris now for Bloomington. Bounce pass to Michael Smith. In the corner now to D'Amica Woods. Ball tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Harris, though. She couldn't control it, and it goes out of bounds. So the Streaks with a chance to get it to 9 or 10 here with 22 seconds to go, second quarter. And that would be a moral victory. They were down at the end of the first quarter, 12-2. Here's Bailey Boyer. Now to Sarah Baker, but we'll get a whistle here. And now there was somebody at the table to come in, but he blew the whistle after the play had already resumed. So anyway, Megan Young went out. Jessica Howard came back in. And now Amanda Hanlon will come back in, and D'Amica Words will go out for Bloomington. 20 seconds to go in the first half. Galesburg down 25-13. Maddie Boyer bumped at center court, no whistle, as she was hit by Harris. Now to Bailey Boyer. Bailey Boyer gets it back out to Maddie. Maddie's going to run the offense here. They'll run a little weave and run it down. 5 seconds. Now to Bailey Boyer. Looking in for Pacheco. Pacheco will put it up. No. Pacheco gets her own rebound but won't get it up. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Bloomington 25, Galesburg 13. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Monday. Free coffee?
Yay!
Monday.
Ooh.
Free coffee?
Yay!
Monday.
Ooh.
Free coffee Monday?
What? No.
Thanks to McDonald's, Mondays just got a lot better. Get a free sample-size premium roast coffee every Monday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, limit one per customer per visit.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Did you know you can lower cholesterol by taking Centrum Cardio, the first and only leading complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol? You may see results in as little as 4 weeks. Centrum Cardio contains Corowise, a natural ingredient that can lower cholesterol. Centrum Cardio, good for your cholesterol, good for the rest of you. Now get $3 off Cardio and other Centrum products. Look for your coupon in this Sunday's paper. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice a day for a total daily intake of at least 800 milligrams as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
They say the best things in life are free. So, hey, why are we paying so much for our basic information and entertainment needs? The average cable TV bill has more than doubled in the last 10 years. The price of movie tickets keeps going up. So, exactly what is free today anyway? Well, you're listening to it. Local radio. Support the advertisers that support this radio station. And keep listening. We won't send you a bill. There are still some things you just shouldn't have to pay for.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you on WGIL. Glad to have you with us for high school basketball. Don't forget the boys' game is coming up with Jim Lee, that's his name, and Mike Perry. That'll be at 5 o'clock from West Normal High School. Galesburg's boys earlier today defeated Thornwood of South Holland 72-58. That's Eddie Curry school, right? Yeah. 72-58. So Galesburg meets Normal U-High at 5 o'clock. Mike and Jim will have that for you. And it looks like we may have, unless the tide turns here, we may also have another girls game for you tonight as Galesburg will play the loser of the Peoria Notre Dame Normal Community game. If they should lose this game, they would play at 9 o'clock tonight at Bloomington Central Catholic, and we would bring you that game. Should they win, should they come back from this 12-point halftime deficit and win, they would play the winner of the Normal Community Peoria Notre Dame game tomorrow back here at Normal Community High School at noon for fifth place. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you on WGIL by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. He can help you with all kinds of insurance. Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. Well, for the Bloomington Purple Raiders, they're led in scoring by Shanice Bellow, has 5 points, a bucket, and three free throws. 4 points in the first half for Amanda Heinlein. I should say that they are not led by Shanice Bell. They are led, I have it wrong here, they are led by Tisha Harris, who has 11 first half points. She has a three-pointer, three field goals, and two free throws. Shanice Bell has 5 points. Amanda Heinlein has 9 points in the first half of play. So 11 for Tisha Harris, 9 for Amanda Heinlein, and 5 for Shanice Bell. For the Silver Streaks, Mynika Warner is our leading scorer with 6 points. 3 points in the first half for Sarah Baker. 2 for Catman Jerry, 1 for Megan Young, 1 for Shelby Pacheco. Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, Whitney Daler, and Jamie Johnson played. They did not score. I think one of the things you have to look at is Galesburg needs to get a little more scoring out of Whitney Daler. She, last year, right before she was hurt, began to score a little bit with the likes of Rickinson, Pendry, and Young, and Kelly Jo Hinkle on that team last year. But, boy, since she's come back missing the first games this year, she has not been a scoring threat. She's had a bunch of three-point shots, opportunities to take three-point shots in this game, but she hasn't taken them. And Monika Warner, who did not score at all in the first quarter, scores 6 points in the second quarter. Galesburg only had 2 points in the first quarter. It was 12-10 at the end of one, and then the Streaks were outscored 13-11 in the second quarter. Trail at the half, 25-13. We're going to talk to assistant varsity coach Jackie Howard, find out what went on in the locker room. Our halftime scoreboard was brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I really want to thank you again for getting me out of a mess. Another one reads, I couldn't be happier with the serviceman who did our work. He was an excellent worker, courteous, and kind. I love reading letters and comments from our customers. This is Ashley at Lambesio Incorporated. My dad's customers are his number one priority. Why, without happy customers, he wouldn't have a successful business. Oh, and here's a good one. It is refreshing to work with a company that truly cares about its customers. I can guarantee that I will remember Lambesio Incorporated for any other needs I have in the years to come. And I will tell other people about my experience with your company. I'm very proud of my dad. He constantly strives to satisfy his customers. And as you can tell by some of their comments, the employees at Lambesio Incorporated share his same values. We try our best to resolve any problem and do what we can to please you, the customer. Do you have a question about heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or drain cleaning? Give us a call today. We'd love to hear from you. At Lambesio Incorporated, we value your patronage.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, celebrating the gift of life since 1909. A flood warning remains in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until tomorrow night. Sunny and blustery the rest of this afternoon, high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, windy again, high 45. Windy and colder Tuesday night, low 15. Sunny, colder, and 29 Wednesday. It's currently 43 degrees at WGIL.
WGIL and FNM Bank congratulate our Hometown Hundreds winner this week, Pilot Club of Galesburg, nominated by Kathy Walker. Congratulations from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Jim Lyman back with you, WGIL Galesburg, as we near the 2 o'clock hour. We came over today in a 2000 Nissan Altima, 2.5-liter engine. This car has automatic on-off headlights, power exterior mirrors, remote front window power operation, remote keyless entry system. This keyless entry system is just the greatest. Tilt telescopic steering column. This car is on sale now. The holiday bonus sale is going on till the end of the year, so you have just two more days. The sale price clearly marked in the window. In fact, the sticker is sitting on the seat, $17,995 for a 2007 Nissan Altima. See Mike Schmidt, Jeff Klink, all the gang at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg. You can call them and make an appointment or just stop in. 342-4121 is the number. And for you folks listening on the internet, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury ready to serve you. And the area code is 309-342-4121. We want to say hi to all the people listening, including that future mommy up in Sandwich, Illinois, listening today, my daughter Beth Butler, and everybody listening all over on the World Wide Web to these broadcasts of Galesburg boys and girls basketball. The boys are going to be in action again this afternoon at 5 o'clock. In fact, Mike Reynolds was just in here walking around. He's here watching the game. The Streaks boys will play Normal U-High. That game will be at 5 o'clock this afternoon, and then if Galesburg's girls lose this game, we'll be back on the air at 8:40 tonight. They'll play at 9 o'clock against the loser of Peoria and Notre Dame Rock Falls, but we're hoping that that doesn't happen. Well, I guess Jackie Howard's not going to make her way up here, and that's okay, because I don't know if she'd have much to say. She's not coming up. She is sitting on the bench, and so we're ready to go. We're going to start the second half of play. So our interview with Jackie Howard would have been brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Tipped away. Sarah Baker had it in the front court. Harris steals it for Bloomington. She comes right back down and puts it up and through. Tisha Harris has 13, and not an auspicious start to the second half. Now Sarah Baker, left side now to Jessica Howard, as the Streaks have their original starting five. To Whitney Daler in the corner. A couple three-pointers, though, and they're right back in it. In the post now to Warner. She'll put the jumper up air ball. It was partially blocked by Bell. The rebound, Hanlon. Back down to Bell. She'll put it up underneath. Good. Shanice Bell has 7. 29-13. Now tipped away at center court, but it'll be picked up by Daler. Out to Baker. Left side, Howard. Wide open three-pointer, in and out, no. The rebound tipped away by Baker. Now saved inbounds by Bailey Boyer. Here's Daler with the pull-up jumper, no. Rebound, Warner. Turnaround jumper, Mynika, but we'll get a travel on her. Well, they looked pretty good getting to the ball that time, but they couldn't get it to drop. Now full court pressure by the Streaks. Amanda Hanlon will throw it in for Bloomington. Gets it in the backcourt to D'Amico Words. She got it back to Hanlon. Here's Tisha Harris. Harris now comes down quickly, shovels it off left side now to Nichelle Harrison. She'll drive the paint, put it up no good. Rebound Whitney Daler for the Streaks. Bounce pass in the backcourt to Bailey Boyer, but she won't get to the ball. It'll go out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over again. Boy, it didn't look like Bailey Boyer was hustling after that ball. It looked like she could have had it if she would have run a little faster and have gotten it or maybe dove for it, but she didn't. Now Nichelle Harrison, right side to Tisha Harris. Harris now on the right side. Here's the pass underneath to Hanlon. Partially blocked by Warner. The ball fought for in the lane. Hanlon picks it up. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. Boyer now ahead now to Sarah Baker. Baker over the timeline left side now to Howard. Howard has taken some threes but is unable to hit one yet. Now Daler will take the three right wing, no good. Rebound controlled by Howard, and Howard's going to be bumped by Amanda Hanlon. That'll be her first, the first team foul in the second half, whistled against Bloomington. And you can maybe hear Evan Massey up exhorting his team as they trail 29-13, Bloomington's biggest lead of the game, 6:17 to go third quarter. Triggered in by Daler to Bailey Boyer up top. Right side now to Howard. Howard will dribble, drives the baseline, puts the jumper up good. Jessica Howard's first basket of the game, 29-15. Back on the attack, Nichelle Harrison. Now she'll hold up on the dribble left side. Here's Hanlon with the three top of the key around. No. She follows it in there, but is picked up by Warner. Outlet pass now to Bailey Boyer, but she's tied up by Tisha Harris and will get a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it'll go to Bloomington. Man, they're just not getting any bounces. They're getting beaten to the ball. When they do get the rebounds on the offensive side, they can't get it to drop. It's just bad news city. Here's Harris, comes in, she'll drive the baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound Amanda Hanlon for Bloomington, right back up, no. Rebound Bailey Boyer, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here. Bailey Boyer had control of that ball, so I don't know if the foul's on her. If it is, it's pretty cheap. It is, it's going to be against Bailey Boyer. Her second, the first team foul on the streak, so Bloomington will get it again. Billy Robinson of Bloomington making that call. We've got two officials from Bloomington on the floor, although they haven't made that much of a difference in this game. It's been all Bloomington. Comes into Hanlon. She's double-teamed. Looked like she walked with it, but she spins up, puts it up no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call here. This will be against Baker. Nope, it's going to be against Howard. So Howard will pick it up. Or no, it's going to be Howard's second. That's the way it'll go. Second team foul. Hanlon at the free throw line is going to shoot two, and the first is good. She has 10 points in the game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She's 8 for 9 from the line. 30-15 in favor of Bloomington. Here comes Sarah Baker. Left side now Megan Young. Young drives, pull-up jumper, partially blocked out of bounds by Shanice Bell. And so it'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. Massey wanted a foul on that one as it looked like Young's arm was hacked, but no whistle. Comes into Warner. Ball goes right between legs, picked up by Tisha Harris. She'll come all the way down, drive the full court, and put it up and through. 15 for Harris, 33-15, the 18-point lead, the biggest of the game for Bloomington. Now Sarah Baker throws a lackadaisical pass over court to Megan Young, and it goes out of bounds, and Galesburg turns it over again. Massey's seen enough. He's going to call a timeout. This will be full. It's a full timeout with 5:12 to go third quarter. It's Bloomington 33, Galesburg 15. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
It'll be Bloomington's ball after the Galesburg timeout, the full timeout. Bloomington leads it 33-15, their biggest lead of the game. They're going to trap out front, and we're going to get a travel called against Tisha Harris as Bailey Boyer and Whitney Daler were pressuring her at center court, so the Streaks force a turnover there. Let's see if better things will come. Here's Bailey Boyer, right side Whitney Daler now. Daler back up to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now on the dribble right side into Sarah Baker, turnaround jump shot. No good. Rebound Warner. Warner tried to get it up, but we had a whistle here, and it looks like we're going to get a foul called against Michael Smith, who has come into the game for Bloomington. So it'll be her second. That'll be the second team foul against Bloomington. Mynika Warner is going to step to the free throw line. She is a 70% shooter on the year for the Silver Streaks. She's been a consistent free throw shooter until this tournament. She misses that one. 6 points in the game for Mynika, the 6'1 junior. The thing you forget about Galesburg is that they only have one senior, and that's Whitney Daler. And they graduated four seniors from last year's team, and if you count Steph Baker, five seniors who played quite a bit last year. One more free throw on the way, and that one's going to be good. 7 points for Warner, full court pressure for Galesburg. 33-16 in favor of Bloomington. Hanlon almost had it knocked away by the Streaks Baker, but got it back. Now to Tisha Harris, 10-foot jump shot is good. Well, you can see why Bradley and Michigan State are looking at her. Harris now with 17 points, and it's 35-16. Back comes Megan Young. She'll take the jumper, no good. Whitney Daler gets beaten to the rebound. Now the ball on the floor as Warner is down there, along with Michael Smith. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to the Streaks. Pacheco in, Sarah Baker out for Galesburg. Michael Smith along with Amanda Hanlon, or rather Tisha Harris, or Nichelle Harrison rather, get it on the third one, go out for Bloomington. Maddie Boyer will throw it in, gets it in left side man Jerry, now to Maddie Boyer in the corner. Maddie, a bounce pass into Warner, she'll put it up, no, but she's going to be fouled, and again I think they're going to get, this time D'Amico Woods for the Bloomington foul. Nope, it'll be Hanlon, her second, that'll be the third team foul. Mynika back to the line, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. She has 7 points in the game. She'll shoot two here. 35-16 is our score. The Streaks showing no signs of coming back in this one. The three-pointers aren't falling, and the second chances they are getting are not dropping. One more free throw for Mynika Warner. And she hits it. 17-point lead for Bloomington, 35-18 with 4:10 to go third quarter. Back comes Tisha Harris into the front court right to left. All the way down, puts it up over Warner, no good. Rebound batted out by Warner and picked up by Tisha Harris of Bloomington. Bloomington still in the front court. Harris now on the right wing, guarded by Maddie Boyer, not a Hanlon at the foul line. Back on the right side, Harris, she'll take the three-pointer good. Tisha Harris with the three. She has 20 in the game, and it's 38-18, the biggest lead of the game at 20 for Bloomington. Here's Warner from the right baseline. She'll put it up and through. Mynika with a nice third quarter. She has 5, 11 in the game, and it's 38-20. Back on the attack now, Tisha Harris. Nobody near her. She comes all the way down, puts it up, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Bloomington. They say it went off Galesburg. Tisha Harris came all the way down the court that time, drove all the way in, and nobody was near her until she was ready to fire the shot in underneath. You got to stop the ball, girls. Here comes Jamie Jensen back in. Shelby Pacheco will go out. It'll be triggered inbounds by Amanda Hanlon. Hanlon set to throw it in. Bounce pass comes in on the right side now. We got a new girl in the game, and she's on the dribble. We'll pick her up in a minute. I think that's Grace Giesen. Is it? Yes, it is, who's come back in. She played a little bit in the first half of play, and we got a whistle. And I don't know if a foul called here or what happened. He did get a foul. They're going to foul on Maddie Boyer, her first third team foul. Here's Nichelle Harrison, left side Hanlon. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Maddie Boyer lets it go out, and it'll be Galesburg's ball. So Galesburg has Katarina Mangieri, Maddie Boyer, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, and Mynika Warner on the floor right now. Interesting lineup. Maddie Boyer now, foul line right, back up top now to Jamie Johnson. Left side to Mangieri. She's going to be bumped. There's that bump out front by the opposing guard to Maddie Boyer. Galesburg's guard's not physical enough. It's kind of like Charles Tillman trying to defend yesterday in that Bears game. Right side now, Mynika Warner. Back up top, Maddie. Now Mangieri. Back door to Warner. Warner's able to pull it down, put it up. No! It'll roll off the rim as Mynika was hit hard that time, and that ball, she shot off balance, almost went down. The foul is against Nichelle Harrison, her first fourth team foul. Galesburg getting Warner to the line here in the third quarter. This will be her fifth free throw of the quarter. She's made three of them. She misses this one, so she's 3 for 5. She has 9 points, or rather 11 points in the game for the Streaks. One more free throw for Mynika Warner with 2:49 to go here in the third quarter, and she makes it. 38-21, 17-point lead. Now ahead in the front court, they get the ball to Nichelle Harrison. She'll drive all the way down as they beat the press, and she puts it up and through. Nichelle Harrison's first basket, 40-21. In the pass in the lane to Warner. Now left side baseline jumper is going to be up and through by Megan Young. Megan Young has three. 40-23. Back comes Bloomington now against the press. They beat it easily into the front court. Harrison now will drive all the way down the lane, and we'll get a whistle here and a push coming down against Galesburg as Harrison was driving the lane, and the foul here is going to be called against the Streaks. Mangieri, her first, the fourth team foul, and it'll be Bloomington's ball. We're going to get Carly Mooney coming in for the first time for Bloomington in this game. So she enters the game. Now the pass comes inbounds. Harris picks it up, gets it to Mooney. Now to Nichelle Harrison. You have Tisha Harris and Nichelle Harrison for Bloomington. Right side now, they get the ball to D'Amico Woods. She drives the baseline. Got the ball back out to Mooney, who puts the jumper from the corner up no good. And we'll get a foul called here against Bloomington's D'Amico Woods as she bumped into Mangieri. That'll be her third and the fifth team foul. And so it'll go over to Galesburg. The Streaks trailing by 17 with 2:05 to go in the third quarter of play. Megan Young has it on the left side. Back out now to Maddie Boyer. Right side to Mangieri, tried to get the backdoor pass underneath to Megan Young, but it was off Young's arm, out of bounds. It'll belong to Bloomington. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Jamie Johnson now challenging the inbounds pass. Hanlon will get it in, but we're going to get a push here away from the action. It's going to be against Galesburg. They'll call this one. They're going to call it against Bloomington. Nichelle Harrison will pick it up. Her second, the sixth team foul. Those are some of the calls Massey wanted earlier in this game and didn't get. Now Sarah Baker will come back in. Jessica Howard. Bounce pass into Sarah Baker on the inbound. She'll put it up no good. She missed the easy one. Rebound Tisha Harris. Nobody near her. Harris brings it all the way back down right to left. Now gets away from Daler. Drives the hoop and puts it up and through. Tisha Harris with 22. A huge third quarter for her. 42-23. Now into Warner. Left-handed layup is no good, but a foul is going to be called underneath. Warner getting it about 10 feet out and a big stride in, but she missed the left-handed layup that time. She'll go to the free throw line and will shoot two here. The foul is going to be called against Carly Mooney. Her first, that's Bloomington's seventh team foul. So here's Mynika's free throw. It's going to be good. Here comes Shanice Bell back in, along with Michael Smith for Bloomington. Amanda Hanlon and D'Amico Woods go out. One more free throw from Mynika Warner. Here it is, and it's around, and it drops through. We'll get a whistle here and a timeout, Galesburg. Full timeout with a minute 36 to go in the third quarter. Bloomington 42, Galesburg 25. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Packing House steaks are delicious because they're the finest quality, hand-cut and grilled to perfection. They're the best in the burg, and tonight they're half price. Monday night is steak night at the Packing House. Select any steak on our menu and get a second up to equal value at half price. Head for the Packing House tonight. Open 5 p.m.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
points in the game for Tisha Harris. She has 11 of those in the third quarter of play, and the Bloomington Purple Raiders are taking it to the Galesburg Silver Street girls today. The score 42-25 with a minute 36 to go in the third quarter. I thought they'd be a little bit better today. Evan Massey said they had a good practice yesterday, but we're not seeing it. Tisha Harris now is almost batted away in the backcourt. Bloomington will have it after Galesburg's full timeout. Nichelle Harrison on the high right side dribble. She's guarded by Mangieri. Now the give and go to Bell, but it was tipped away by Warner and picked up by Whitney Daler. Here come the Silver Streaks. They need a couple here, maybe a three-pointer. Here's Sarah Baker, top of the key, will take the three, no good. The rebound, Shanice Bell for Bloomington. Hands the ball off to Tisha Harris, and the Purple Raiders will come on the attack right to left. Gets the pass on the right side to Nichelle Harris, back to Tisha. Tisha now in the dribble, drives the paint, puts it up, no good. They're getting beaten to the ball again as Tisha Harris beat, I think it was Mangieri, to the ball that time. And the ball went off Mangieri out of bounds. It'll be Bloomington's ball underneath their own basket. Ball comes into Bell underneath. Great inbounds pass. She puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Right back up, no. And finally pulled out of there by Sarah Baker of Galesburg. Baker, the fast break ahead to Howard. But Howard couldn't hold on to the half-court pass. It goes out of bounds. They'll turn the ball over. And Bloomington will have it with 46 seconds to go third quarter. It'll be triggered inbounds by Tisha Harris into Nichelle Harrison. Pressure by Galesburg in the backcourt, but Bloomington beats it. This is Tisha Harris now into the front court. Now on the dribble, high right side. She's guarded by Whitney Daler. Harris now still on the dribble. She's going to run it down, it looks like, and we'll get a whistle. A five-second call against Bloomington as Harris was not advancing the ball. And so Galesburg will get it on a turnover by Bloomington. Maddie Boyer and Bailey Boyer, the two Boyer sisters, back in. Jessica Howard and Katarina Mangieri will go out. Daler will inbound now. They have Whitney Daler, Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, Sarah Baker, and Mynika Warner on Galesburg's side. Top of the key, Bailey Boyer with 23 seconds to go. Let's see if they try to set up the three here. Comes into underneath. They're going to go right underneath to Daler. Daler will put it up, and they drew the foul on Shanice Bell. They went right underneath to Daler on the left baseline. The foul on Shanice Bell, her second. That'll be the eighth team foul whistled against Bloomington. Whitney Daler will go to the free throw line and shoot two for Galesburg. We talked about her scoring at halftime. She has yet to score a point in this game. Well, she just did it. She's a 40% free throw shooter, but having missed the first 10 games, she hasn't shot that many free throws. And she was usually pretty automatic last year. She makes the first, misses the second. Rebound Shanice Bell. 6. Bloomington, 10 seconds to go third quarter. Here comes Tisha. She has it knocked away by Baker. Ball on the floor. Still fought for. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Ahead to Mooney. Down to Bell. Bell alone underneath. She'll put it up good at the buzzer. And that's the end of the third quarter with a score, Bloomington 44, Galesburg 26. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Brie loves signs. You're all mine. You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets.
And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Watch out!
Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such,
Breed Loves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Hi, I'm Bob Costas. Catch the Costas Cut weekday mornings at 9:50 during Galesburg Live with Terry Cavanaugh on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg outscored 19-13 in the third quarter. They trail 44-26. Comes into Amanda Hanlon. Bloomington's going to have the ball to start the fourth quarter of play and will have a hold called immediately on the Streaks. Looks like Daler will be called for this foul, and that'll be her fourth. The fifth team foul whistled against the Streaks. Tisha Harris triggers it in, knocked away by Warner, but picked up by Amanda Hanlon of Bloomington. Galesburg has Whitney Daler, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco in, Bailey Boyer and Mynika Warner, the five for Galesburg to start at the fourth quarter. Tisha Harris with a running jumper just past the foul line, and she puts it up and through. Tisha Harris with 24, 46-26, the 20-point Bloomington lead. Here comes Shelby Pacheco over the timeline. Now to Maddie Boyer, to Bailey Boyer. Bailey top of the key into Pacheco. She'll put the shot up no good, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here. It'll be Hanlon, or it'll be Bell. It'll be Hanlon picking it up. That'll be her third, the ninth team foul, whistled against Bloomington. Shelby Pacheco now with 1 point in the game. Will shoot two here, one for two from the line. Now she's two for three as she makes the free throw to make it 46-27, a 19-point Bloomington lead. One more free throw on the way. She missed it. It was short. The rebound underneath is going to be controlled by Michael Smith, or rather by D'Amico Words. Back on the attack comes Bloomington into Bell. Bell walked with it, though. Bell was going right, left, trying to spin on her pivot foot to get around Warner on that drop step, but was unable to do it and walked with the ball. And so Galesburg is going to have it back. Sarah Baker in for Pacheco. Sarah Baker brings it up to Maddie Boyer in the front court. Back out to Baker. Baker will drive inside, shovels it off to Warner, left-handed hook, no good. The rebound's going to be fought for and picked up by Bailey Boyer, top of the key. Back into Warner, shoveled out to Baker. Now left side, here's Howard with the three, or rather Daler with the three, no good. The rebound underneath controlled by D'Amico Words. Outlet pass to Tisha Harris, and here come the Purple Raiders on the attack with 6:40 to go in the game. This is Tisha Harris now up top. Harris on the dribble, top of the key to Kaylee Wyatt. Wyatt now has the ball up top. Left side now to D'Amico Words. Now they get the ball in the lane to Tisha Harris. Harris now on the dribble. She'll come into the paint. She'll shovel it underneath. Tried to get it to Hainline, but the ball was knocked away. They say it goes off Hainline. It'll be Galesburg's ball. Here comes Galesburg on the attack left to right. Sarah Baker now will bring it up court. Gets the ball over the timeline to Whitney Daler. Daler now on the left wing. Back up now to Baker into Warner. Warner lost it, but is able to pick it up and get it out to Boyer. Boyer now right wing to Bailey Boyer, now to Maddie. Maddie in the corner will take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound's going to be tipped out of there by Bloomington, as it was D'Amico Words who tipped it out, and Galesburg will have it in front of their bench, trailing 46-27, 6 minutes to go in the game. It'll come into Bailey Boyer. Boyer now almost lost it at center court, almost an unforced turnover. Host Maddie Boyer, she'll spin around, take the jumper. It was partially blocked, and it's picked out of there by Hanlon of Bloomington. Here comes Amanda Hanlon for the Purple Raiders. Hands it off to Tisha Harris. Here comes that drive all the way under. Kicks it out to Bell, who puts it up no good. Rebound Sarah Baker for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Warner on the Candace Parker break. Warner will put it up good, and she's going to be fouled on the play. Mynika Warner has 16. The foul to Kaylee Wyatt, her third. That'll be the 10th team foul against Bloomington. It'll send Mynika Warner to the free throw line to attempt the three-point play. Kaylee Wyatt will go out of the game, and Nichelle Harrison will come back in for Bloomington. Don't forget, the boys' game is coming up this afternoon at 5 o'clock. with Mike Perry and Jim Lee as Manika makes the three-point play, the free throw good. They'll play Normal U-High at West Normal High School. Into the front court comes Tisha Harris. Harris now is going to be bumped by Warner. That's a pretty cheap call. And Warner picks up her third foul, the sixth team foul. Harris was way out here on the left side, and she tried to go around Warner. They just bumped a little bit, and they call a foul on Manika. Here comes Maddie Boyer out, Megan Young in. So the one and bonus now for Tisha Harris. It's on the way, and it's good. Tisha Harris now with 25 points in the game for Bloomington. Michigan State and Bradley looking at her. Second free throw good. Boy, she's a player. She was tough last year. Now she steals it on the inbounds. Got it to Hanlon. Bad inbounds pass. Streaks turning over again. Boy, what a lackluster performance by Galesburg. Left side now, Hanlon. Hanlon drives inside, puts it up and through. Amanda Hanlon has 13 for Bloomington. 50-30, Purple Raiders. They keep the backcourt pressure on. Here's Taylor taking the three-pointer right side. Look, she got bumped after the shot. No whistle. Rebound to Shell Harrison. Back up court now for Bloomington with 4:55 to go in the game. Galesburg down by 20. Left side now, Amanda Hanlon. She'll drive the lane, puts it up, no. Rebound by Nika Warner for the Streaks. Out to Bailey Boyer. Tipped away by Tisha Harris, but Boyer gets it back to Baker. Left side, Young. Young now will pop it back out to Baker. Baker now to Warner. Warner shovels it out to Bailey Boyer at center court with 4:30 to go in the game. Now inside to Warner. She'll put the left-hander up. No. The rebound, Amanda Hanlon for Bloomington. Here come the Purple Raiders right to left. Harrison, right side to Tisha Harris. Drives the baseline. Puts the running jumper up. No good. Ball in the air. Now it's on the floor. And Megan Young and Hanlon down there. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Jamie Jensen, Shelby Pacheco, and Katarina Mangieri back in for the Streaks. Those three, along with Megan Young staying in and Bailey Boyer staying in. This is the future out there now. Bailey Boyer gets it to Jamie Jensen, not a Young, left corner Mangieri. Back out now to Jamie Jensen. Tried to get it into Pacheco. Was tipped away by Hanlon and picked up by Tisha Harris. Bloomington gets it on the Galesburg turnover. Into the front court now, Tisha Harris. Left side, Nichelle Harrison. Back up top now. They get the ball to Giesen. Grace Giesen. She got it to Hanlon on the right side. Now she had trouble, but Tisha Harris has it back for the Purple Raiders. 3:40 to go in the game. Tisha Harris out at center court on the dribble now. Guarded by Bailey Boyer. Drives inside. Gets the pass off. Here's the shot up underneath. No good by D'Amico Words. Hanlon comes down with the rebound, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul call. It'll be against Galesburg. Shelby Pacheco is going to pick up the foul. Her second. That'll be the seventh team foul. Make it the eighth team foul. Whistled against the Silver Streaks. And Amanda Hanlon goes to the free throw line and calmly sinks the free throw. She's 8-for-9 from the line today. Second one also good. Make it 9-for-10. 52-30 Bloomington with 3:25 to go in the game. Jamie Johnson at center court. Left side now gets it to Megan Young. Young now is going to be bumped out front by Jenny Gorham, who's come into the game. Her first 11th team foul. And so going to the line will be Megan Young, who will shoot two. She has 3 points in the ballgame we mentioned earlier. She's Galesburg's best free throw shooter. Don't forget the boys' game coming up at 5 o'clock, about 4:40, 4:45, the pregame show, the Silver Streak boys against Normal U-High. And we are going to be back on the air about 8:40 tonight with the Galesburg game against the loser of Normal Community in Peoria, Notre Dame. And so a full day, 4 games of basketball for you here on WGIL today. Young misses the first, makes the second. 52-31 now, stolen by Bailey Boyer on the press to Johnson. Underneath the Young, he'll put it up through. Megan Young with the basket, 52-33. In the backcourt now, they get the ball to Grant, to Gorham. She goes to Hanlon. Hanlon now ahead to Tisha Harris, who's still in there. Harris now on the left side dribble, all the way to the basket. Nobody picked her up, up no good. Rebound put up, no good by Words. Rebound still fought for. And Mangieri had a hand on it, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul is going to be called. They're going to call this one against Bloomington, I believe. 30-second timeout called by the head coach of the Bloomington Purple Raiders, and will pick up the foul. Sandra Finley is their head coach. The foul was called against Grace Giesen, her first 12-team foul. We came over here today in a Nissan Altima. What a car, a 2.5-liter engine, automatic transmission. All the bells and whistles on this baby. Multi-function function trip computer, map, reading lights, sunglasses holder, cruise. It has exterior mirrors. It has keyless remote entry. Everything. And this thing is this car is on holiday price. They have a holiday bonus sale going on right now at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, and it's going on just until the end of the year. So you have today and tomorrow and then Wednesday, and then the year is over, right? Because New Year's Day, they'll be closed. Here's a free throw. It's going to be up and through by Mangieri. And so stop by at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury and take a look at this car. So back comes Tisha Harris, 52-35, as Mangieri makes both the free throws. Here's Harris now on the right side dribble. Alley-oop into Hainlum, is tipped away, picked up by Galesburg. Oh, now stolen back by Harris, and she took it right away from Mangieri with 2:30 to go in the game. Well, we got to go over to Bloomington the last day of January and play these girls again. Let's hope that Galesburg is improved by that time, because they did not look like they were ready to play this game today. Harris now on the right side, dribble or the pass. Harris, the alley-oop into Hainlin. And off underneath Jenny Gorham, and so it'll be turned over by Bloomington, so the Streaks will have it back. Kaylee Wyatt back in along with Michael Smith. Here comes Galesburg now, right side man Jerry. Back up top now to Bailey Boyer. Here's Howard. Bounce pass into Pacheco. She'll put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco with four. 52-37 now. The Streaks get it down to 15. The pass in the backcourt. Now they get it into D'Amico Words. Words now has it stolen away by Young. A Galesburg press working now. Bailey Boyer and into Pacheco. They'll go right into her, but Pacheco has the ball bounce off her shoe. Luckily, it hit a Raider girl, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket with a minute 46 to go in the game. Mangieri will trigger it in for the Streaks. Right underneath to Pacheco, who puts it up, but it's no good. And a foul is going to be called against Bloomington. So Shelby Pacheco will step back to the line. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line today. The foul's against Grace Giesen, her second. Here's Pacheco's free throw, and it's good. Shelby with 5 points on the game now for Galesburg. Second one is also good. 52-39 as the Streaks make it respectable. Minute 45 to go in the game. Comes in the backcourt to Kaylee Wyatt, but it was tipped away out of bounds off of Jamie Johnson. Now Hainlin looks like he's going to come back into the game with Tisha Harris. I don't think Sandra Finley wants to see much more of those reserves that were in there, because the Streaks were dominating. But here comes Tisha. Tisha Harris, who will be an All-Stater this year. You watch that. And she'll end up at Bradley or Michigan State. They're looking at her. Here comes Harris now. Drives the three-point line. Gets it back out. Tisha now gets it to Amanda Hainlin. Hainlin has it. They're going to run a weave out front with Tisha. One of these girls was National Honor Society, and I was reading it, and Nichelle Harrison is in the National Honor Society. Tisha Harris has the ball out front with a minute 10 to go. 52-39 our score in favor of Bloomington. Galesburg boys won if you just joined us. They'll play again at 5. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have all the action in that one on WGIL. Center court Hainlin, as they just want to weave it now. Galesburg's finally going to come out and pressure the ball. Tisha Harris has it out front to Hainlin. Hainlin double-teamed by Pacheco and Mangieri. Now she's still dribbling out front. Now holds up her dribble, gets the ball over to Michael Smith, now to Harris, and now back to Hainlin. Hainlin, the backdoor pass to Giesen. Underneath, here's the shot up no good by D'Amico Words. Rebound Bailey Boyer with 30 seconds to go. Boyer all the way down will put it up, and we'll get a offensive foul. Going to be called against Bailey Boyer. And Massey gives the official the old come on and the old what for and the raspberry, as that is Jonathan Taylor of Springfield with that call. Here comes Bloomington now back in the front court. Center court now, Hanlon with 20 seconds to go in the game. 52-39 our score. Galesburg on the short end of this one. Hanlon against Pacheco. They'll run the weave now to Tisha Harris. Harris now will drive the paint. Dishes it off on the right side to Michael Smith. Back up top now to Jenny Gorham. Now to Giesen, and now they'll drop off, and that'll be it. The final score, Bloomington 52, Galesburg 39. So the Strakes will play again today. They'll play 9 o'clock tonight against the loser of the Normal Community Peoria Notre Dame game. We'll come back with our postgame show. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I can't believe after all these years you're going to do it.
I can't believe it either. But I asked my stylist not to use curlers today.
That granddaughter of yours has been quite an influence on you.
She emailed me a few pictures, along with some suggestions of her own, on how I could update my look. I found a style I thought would be fun to try.
Give me her email address. Think she can help me change my makeup?
My little miss once told me that just because I'm a mature woman doesn't mean I can't look cool.
Your granddaughter is a wise woman. This is Susan Meisinger. We're always finding ways to keep our senior residents young at Seminary Estates. You'll love being part of a community and doing cool things with people your age. We have our own beauty salon where you can hang out with the girls. Plus, we've added a workout area designed just for seniors. Stay current, stay fit, without having to go out in wintry weather. Seminary Estates in Galesburg, keeping seniors young. Isn't it time you made the move? To learn more, go to galesburg.info, keyword Seminary Village.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Crady Insurance, your professional Pekin insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Crady Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, celebrating the gift of life since 1909. A flood warning remains in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills until tomorrow night. Sunny and blustery the rest of this afternoon, high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, windy again, high 45. Windy and colder Tuesday night, low 15. Sunny, colder, and 29 Wednesday. It's currently 43 degrees at WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball continues with the postgame show featuring file stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you, WGIL, Galesburg. Glad to have you with us. The news, not good, from Normal Community High School this afternoon. As the Silver Streak girls back to 500, 1-2 in the tournament, they fall to the Bloomington Purple Raiders, 52-39. 42-39. Our final stats brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. How about right now after the game? Well, the Bloomington Purple Raiders led it all the way here. Galesburg never really in this game. Tisha Harris led them with 26 points on the game. She was 4-for-4 from the free throw line, hit 2 3-pointers. Michigan State and Bradley are looking at this 5'7 junior, and she is a great player. She penetrated, penetrated, and penetrated, and then she would hit the 3-point shot. She pretty much did everything for Bloomington. Amanda Hanlon had 15 points for Bloomington, 9 points in the game for their center, Shanice Bell, and Nichelle Harrison had 2. Their other starter in the game, D'Amica Words, did not score, and they got no points off of their bench. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring by Mynika Warner, who had 17 points in the game. She was 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. She was 7 for 9 from the free throw line. Warner did not score in the first quarter of the game. Then she had 6 points in the second quarter of the game, 14 points in the third quarter of the game. After the third quarter of the game, in the third quarter, she had 8 points in the third quarter, but only 3 in the fourth quarter for a total of 17 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. 6 points for Shelby Pacheco off the bench, 6 points for Megan Young off the bench, 4 points for Katarina Mangieri off the bench, 1 point for Whitney Daler, who started, 3 points for Sarah Baker, who started, and only 2 points for Jessica Howard, who was ice cold from the three-point line today. Galesburg 17 of 27 free throw line. Bloomington, they were sterling from the line, 16 of 18 from the free throw line today. It was 12-2 Bloomington at the end of the first quarter. The Purple Raiders then outscoring the Streaks 13-11 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 25-13. And then they outscored Galesburg 19-13 in the third quarter to lead it 44-26. Galesburg outscored them 13-8 in the fourth quarter. By then, it was all over, and the Streaks lose it 52-39. That means that Bloomington will play tomorrow against the winner of the Peoria Notre Dame Rock Falls game. They'll play for fifth place right here they'll play at Normal West High School tomorrow. That game will be at 9 o'clock in the morning. Am I looking at the right one here, Jim? I think you're looking at the boys. Yes, you are. They will play the winner of the Normal Community Peoria Notre Dame game right back here at Normal Community High School. I thought I was wrong there. That game will be at noon tomorrow right back here at Normal Community, and the Peoria Notre Dame Normal Community game coming up next. Of course, Galesburg is going to be playing Peoria Notre Dame here in the King Classic coming up in January. The Streaks will play again today. They will play for seventh place. They will play at 9 o'clock tonight against the loser of the Normal Community and Peoria Notre Dame game. So either Normal Community or Peoria Notre Dame will be Galesburg's opponent tonight. So don't forget, there's more girls basketball to come here on WGIL today. It's really a shame because we thought that on paper these two teams matched up pretty closely. You know, it was just a matter of days ago when Galesburg was able to defeat Maine South up in Park Ridge on Maine South's home floor 47-45. And you kind of thought after that game and after the win over Canton that the Streak girls with Whitney Daler and Maddie Boyer back in the lineup were going to be okay and that the season was going to get going because they really handled Canton 65-47, and Canton came in 10-1. But boy, oh boy, today this was no contest. Maine South beat this team from Bloomington 50-49 back on Saturday to put them in this game, and you kind of thought, okay, well, Galesburg beat Maine South by 2 points, and Maine South beat Bloomington by 1 point. On paper, this looks like a pretty good matchup. But Galesburg was just manhandled in this game today. Hanlon, Bell are bigger than the Galesburg girls, and if you saw the Bears yesterday, it's kind of like that receiver who took the ball away from Charles Tillman in the end zone on that Houston touchdown. It was very similar to that today. The Streaks were getting beaten to the ball. We're having all kinds of trouble with the physicality of the girls on Bloomington, and they fell early in this game. They were behind at the end of the first quarter, 12-2. We'll take a break. Back with head coach Kevin Massey. Our post-game final stats were brought to you by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's the difference between nursing homes and the Kensington?
People in a nursing home need daily medical care, but I don't. Sure, I forget my pills occasionally, and my joints creak in the morning, but I'm not sick. Just 71. At the Kensington, the emphasis is keeping us well, and I like that. So yeah, I want to live at the Kensington.
Ask me about the difference. I'm Chris from the Kensington, Galesburg's premier supportive living community. We have a newly remodeled exercise room, free cable, and financial assistance is available. That's the Kensington.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate our Hometown Hundreds winner this week, Pilot Club of Galesburg, nominated by Kathy Walker. Congratulations from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Jim Wyman back with you. Our interview with head coach Evan Massey is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Coach Massey has joined us here in the press area. Evan, you were never really in this game today.
No, we weren't. Credit to them. You know, they, we didn't play well, but they, I have to credit them. They're a pretty good ball club. You know, they're, the 23 is a very good guard, and they're post decent inside. And, you know, we struggled as far as being able to block them off the boards. I thought that was probably the first half our biggest problem.
Tisha Harris, their guard, I kind of raised my eyebrows when I saw Michigan State and Bradley interested in her, but boy, she can do it all, outside, inside, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, she's very good, and we couldn't handle her, but she's, you know, I'd be surprised if she's a Michigan State-level player with things, but that's not my problem with things.
What'd you tell the girls after the game?
Well, one of the things of looking at it is, you know, that we had a good practice. We had a good meeting yesterday as far as talking about, you know, we're not where we want to be right now, and what we've got to do is improve. Well, obviously, in 2 days since we last played isn't enough time to improve. And, you know, said that if we had that feeling yesterday, that's what we've got to have the approach of saying we just got to get better in what we're doing. And really, you know, I think this is not one of the, you know, right now we're not one of the best basketball teams in the area, or maybe we're not one of the best basketball teams that, you know, we've had in recent years. But I think they get it in terms of understanding how to be coached. They get it in terms of how to relate to each other. They get it in terms of how to work in practice. And because they do those things, you know, I think there's hope for us. I think we just keep working and we keep improving. And that was kind of the message to them. And, you know, I have to realize that, yeah, we did. You know, right now, offensively, our passing skills are just horrendous. But, you know, that you have to realize, too, that, you know, the saying that shooting makes up for a multitude of sins. Well, obviously, when you don't shoot well, those sins become a lot more glaring. And today, you know, was a case where I don't know if did we ever hit a three point. I think Whitney maybe hit a three, was it?
No, you had none.
We had none. So, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's what we want to hang our hat on is hitting threes, but I am saying that, you know, here, we, you know, if we shoot that poorly every time out, there isn't anybody we're going to beat. And so, you know, some of it sometimes when you shoot well, you look better than you are. When you end up, you shoot poorly, you look worse than you are, and we certainly did today.
Get the feeling Whitney Daylor's offense will come, you know. It's just slow coming back. But you put her on their best player defensively in these last two games, and she's responded well.
Yeah, that's the thing that it's kind of, I think, the message to them was that, you know, I want you to be frustrated so that use frustration as a motivation, but that at the same time that, you know, we got to understand that the worst thing we can do is to start to feel sorry for ourselves and get down, that we just got to keep working, and it's a process and it's not going to be easy, but, you know, I think it's something that can be attainable.
Well, what's your schedule now? You going to watch this game, then go dinner, and then go over and watch a game before yours?
Sounds like a plan,
okay.
Jim. Good.
That's what I was thinking we'd do. So, thanks, Evan.
Yeah, see ya.
That's the head coach of the Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. Again, the girls are going to play tonight. They will play again this evening. That game will be at 9 o'clock tonight. It'll be at Bloomington Central Catholic High School. And it will start at 9 o'clock. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at about 8:40 tonight. And the boys are also going to play again, but that game is coming up this afternoon as the boys are going to play against Normal U High at 5 o'clock. That game will be at West Normal High School. So two more basketball games coming your way today on WGIL. Our interview with head coach Evan Massey, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. We'll take a break, come back with our Dave's Auto Buddy Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Monday. Free coffee?
Yay!
Monday.
Woo!
Free coffee?
Yay!
Monday.
Woo!
Free coffee Monday? Thanks to McDonald's, Mondays just got a lot better. Get a free sample-size premium roast coffee every Monday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's, limit one per customer per visit.
The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee. Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
So our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is Mynika Warner, who had 17 points in this game today. She was, 7 for 9 from the free throw line for the Silver Streak. So Mynika Warner, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. The Silver Streaks again will play at 9 o'clock tonight. They will play against the loser of the Normal Community Peoria Notre Dame game, which the starters have just been announced now here. As far as these two teams go, Normal Community won their first game in the tournament, or rather lost their first game in the tournament to Morton, 41-37. And Peoria Notre Dame lost to, or beat Normal West, 59-45. So we'll pick up all that and give it to you tonight. Don't forget the boys at 5 o'clock today with Mike Perry and Jim Lee as they'll play Normal U High. Our thanks to Will Stevenson for spinning the dials back at the Galesburg Broadcast Center on East Simmons Street in Galesburg. The final again, it was Bloomington 52, Galesburg 39. And that's going to do it for just a little while. Again, we'll be on the air at 8:40 tonight with the Silver Streaks playing in the seventh place game. I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.